for that. This morning, we're going to be continuing on, if you can't tell already, with our theme of hearing the voice of God. You've been here week after week listening to the sermons. If you've missed any of the sermons, last week Pastor Brian talked about Peter, talking about hearing the voice of God. If you missed any of them, go to the podcast at www.modestosda.org and you can listen to any of the sermons. We've been on quite a journey here about hearing the voice of God. Have you been hearing the voice of God during this time in a special way? Have you been especially hearing him speak to you? I want to invite you to think about that today, because we're going to have some of the Team Bible Academy students come and share their own personal experience with you, their own experience hearing the voice of God. You see, on Team Bible Academy, it's kind of a nerve-wracking thing for those who get to be a part of the staff. I remember the first time I ever went on Team Bible Academy. It was back in the summer of 2006, and I was just told there's this program, Team Bible Academy. Just see, it's an amazing thing. And I met some of the kids who had gone the previous year. Their lives had been totally turned upside down. They were so on fire about Jesus. I thought, what is it about Team Bible Academy? Why is it that people get so fired up about Jesus after going on this Teen Bible Academy? They must do some amazing stuff out there when they go on that backpacking trip. Maybe they, I don't know what these staff do. Maybe they must be really well-trained staff, and they must do all these amazing things to get them excited about Jesus. So imagine as I go out on my very first Teen Bible Academy, we hike up Chilinawana Falls, this long hike. You guys were spared this year. Like 4 miles straight up, something like that. And we get up there, we're exhausted, and we begin to do something with these kids, these students. We take them out each day, and we start with, it was about 15, 20 minutes, and we gave them a little intro and said, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out, and you're going to read your Bible, and you're going to focus on this aspect of seeking God. And then by the end of the time, we would keep increasing the time until by the end, they're spending about 2 hours out there talking to Jesus. They've learned different things about prayer, about reading in their Bibles. They have different Bible passages to read through, and they're just out there to hear the voice of God. I remember as I sat out there, it was probably the second day or something like that, and I was beginning to get worried. I said, you know, yeah, the people from last year, their lives were transformed, but I'm not seeing anything happening, God. God, I don't know if maybe you need some help to speak to these kids because I don't know if they're hearing your voice out here. I opened my Bible and I began to read in Psalm chapter 29. If you want to open your pew Bible, it's page 528, the psalm that Caesar read to us, Psalm chapter 29. As I opened this, I began to read about the voice of God. Let's listen to what it says. We can start in verse 3. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. Does it sound like a quiet voice at this point? There is a still small voice, but this sounds like a loud, powerful voice. In fact, verse 4 says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Right about that point, I looked around me, and there were some gigantic pine trees. There were some cedars off in the distance. And as I looked at those trees, I said, God, your voice can break those massive trees. Can't you please speak to these teenagers who are out here with their Bibles open? God, won't you just show up for them? I remember as we went back from that time, I think it was about a half hour, maybe an hour, we got back in a circle there, and each time we tend to debrief afterwards and just, how did God speak to you? What went on? I remember one guy in particular that I never thought would share anything. He didn't really seem like he was that into it. He suddenly raised his hand. And he said, you know, I was out there, and God spoke to me so powerfully about exactly what I was needing to hear. And that guy has gone on to faithfully follow Jesus, to be somebody who's so excited about following Jesus. You see, God speaks when we make ourselves available, when we take the time to hear his voice. And so that's what this morning we want to share with you, is not just how God has spoken in the past, but how God has spoken over the past 2 weeks, over the lives of a few young people who are going to share with you this morning about how God has moved in their lives. So this morning, I want to invite Vivi to come up first. She's going to come up right now, and she's going to share with you how God has been moving in her life over the past few years and also during Teen Bible Academy.
Good morning. I would like to ask you guys to pray with me in a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray as I speak and share my testimony that you please guide my words and just be with me and bless this church today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So it wasn't my plan to come to TBA this year. I actually did not want to come at all. My mom had been trying to get me to go for the past two summers, but I had made up so many excuses that I didn't need to go, or that I didn't go. But this year, I just graduated high school, so I seemed to have nothing on my plate, and I seemed to run out of excuses. I was kind of angry, but like inside, I didn't know exactly why I was angry. I didn't know if I was angry because my parents were making me go, or if I was angry because the church that I had once, well, the church that I grew up at, was falling apart. The church that I go to, which is TAF, Seventh-day Adventist Church, didn't seem to have a drive or like a joy in it anymore. It was kind of sad. Our youth was not motivated and had no desire to be there, and even our congregation was just not great. So after my mom told me that I was going to TBA and I had like no say in it, I kind of just went along with it because I don't really like to argue with my mom. So we left to go to Fresno on the Sunday, which was the 22nd of June, and we arrived at Fresno, and I got to meet the group I was going to be with, but I didn't really know anyone except for Lee and Zach, which are the leaders. But it was hard because I didn't know anyone, so I was kind of uncomfortable. But everyone was really great and nice. I said goodbye to my mom and my phone for 3 weeks, which was hard. But day one had passed, which was just meeting everyone. So day two started, and we went on that great hike that Zach was talking about, which was actually really horrible. Even though it was only 2 hours, or like almost 2.5 hours, it was really hard. But somehow, all of us got through it. A few days passed, and like Zach said, we had done a lot of devotional time in the woods on our own, and or solitude time. And during one of the days, which I believe it was Wednesday, we were going through Steps to Christ and reading it chapter by chapter. And that day had been the chapter on repentance. And it wasn't necessarily that I needed to repent so much as I just needed to let everything go and let it go in God's hands. And I guess I needed to learn how to forgive people. I asked God for forgiveness because I was angry at him, and I asked God for forgiveness for being angry at my parents because I knew that, I knew that in the end, even though I didn't want to go to TBA, that I knew I needed it, and that even though I didn't want to go, that I knew it would be a great experience. And so when I was out there, I kind of just poured my heart out to God, and I asked him to guide me through the rest of TBA and to help me have a more positive attitude because I seemed to have kind of a negative attitude in the beginning because I didn't want to go. But instantly, I felt so much better, and I kind of just sat there looking at nature, and it was beautiful. So as soon as we gathered back together, I just felt great, and I was excited for the rest of TBA, which only 3 days had passed, so we still had a couple more days for the first week. But the first week completed, and I was really happy to get out of the woods because I'm not very good out there. But I had a lot of fun, and it was great being with everyone and spending one-on-one time with God. Week two was great, which we had just finished today, finished this week. And it was a lot of study, and we did have devotional time, but it was a lot like learning out of the Bible, having pastors and other people speak to us about, we had a lot of different topics, like the Holy Spirit and why God loves this world, even though we're not deserving of it. And it was really interesting and cool, and it was, I especially enjoyed it more than others, because I had heard it, but not in the, I guess, in the view of other people who were so, I guess, dedicated and excited to share God's word. Week two, we were also able to grow closer together as we did in week one, I enjoyed it because we gotta have a lot more, I guess, free time to kind of just get to know one another and enjoy each other's companies. And I'm excited to see what God has planned for us for week three, which we are going to San Francisco tomorrow to, we're leaving tomorrow to do a lot of community service. And just like Perla said in the beginning, that we're going to apply everything that we learned from week one and week two to share God's word with others and to hopefully change lives next week. And I learned that in the end, even though it wasn't my plan to go to TBA, that it was God's plan, that he does things for a reason, and he made everything work out, even though I prayed it didn't, but everything worked out, and I was able to enjoy, or I am being able to enjoy TBA with these great group of guys. That is it. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. For those who don't know me, my name is Nicholas Barnes, and I would like to share my testimony with you. So when I was younger, I had a need. And to try to fill this need, I'd try to fill it with very secular, very bad secular things, like bad music, bad TV, bad video games. And the worst part about it was I always needed something new. It was never enough. I went from thing to thing, something new, nothing ever changed. That need was never filled. And my turning point didn't occur until seventh grade, when I got in a conflict with another student. I got into severe trouble after this, at school and at home. My punishment at home was to go to church. Best punishment ever. I remember the first time I came in, youth Sabbath school, came in with my brother, and I met Pastor Brian and gave me a warm smile and a great handshake. And everyone at the church was just really nice to me, and it really made me want to come back. I really started to feel the love of Jesus. But I was only scratching the surface of God's love. A couple months later, after I'd been consecutively going to church, I met Zach and Leah Page. And I heard God calling me through Zach. Week after week, he would invite me to youth bowling or youth gym night or even mission trips. He was very outgoing, very persistent. But I rejected him a lot. And for a year and a half, I didn't say yes to anything. For a year and a half, in a way, it was like I was rejecting to draw closer to Jesus. But finally, Zach comes up to me one Sabbath day, and he offers me this, he shows me this little poster, poster. and it's for TBA. And I don't know what really caused me to say yes, and I'm very happy that I did. After that, I felt a big change. I started to draw closer and closer, and a few weeks later, I told Pastor Zach that I wanted to be baptized. And I remember this huge smile on his face, his eyes lit up, he had these huge pupils, and he was like, it was like the coolest thing ever to him. And for my spring break, he invited me to go to Bible study. Pastor Zach packed three things into Bible study, and these three things are very key in my life right now. First, we have Bible study, outreach, and then prayer meeting. Outreach, it's a new experience. It was a very new experience for me, going up to people and asking them, have you heard the good news? Do you want to hear the good news? And at first, I was a little afraid. I was scared. But after my first person, when they accepted it, I felt really good. I felt like I had given someone something that they would use for the rest of their life. But after outreach was a prayer meeting, and prayer meeting is a very good thing. You just feel, you feel the presence of God. Everyone praying to him, everyone just rejoicing in his love is an amazing thing. And as weeks drew closer, my baptism was coming up, and I just remember, I still remember just feeling so loved by God. But right after my baptism, TBA started. And this last week of TBA, or 2 weeks ago of TBA, we had solitude, as Vivi explained. And during solitude, it was an amazing experience. I just remember getting out my Bible, just diving into the Word of God. It was such a powerful experience, and it's just so amazing. I encourage everyone to do it. Have your own solitude time. And during this past week, we learned why God loves us, why he does these things for us, why he blesses us. And it's really amazing. I want to leave off with saying that I encourage everyone here to draw closer to God, to have their own time with him, to have spend those minutes, spend those hours with him. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Hey, well, hi, my name is Perla, and this is actually my second year here at TBA. A little nervous, so I would like to pray before I start. Please bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you for letting us all be here. You know we're all here for a reason, Father. I want to pray that you please calm my nerves, hide me behind your cross, Father, and may all the glory go to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, well, I have a question. How many of you guys have ever been dragged to somewhere where you don't want to go? Like, I know a lot of us, like Vivi and a lot of us at TBA, really didn't want to go. But my first year at TBA, the first week after I signed up, I was really excited. I was like, oh my gosh, TBA, ah! And well, like as the days drew nearer and nearer, I was getting a little nervous. And when I got there, I was like, Mom, take me back. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to make friends. I don't want to talk to people. I couldn't. And my mom played around with me. She's like, oh yeah, sure, we'll go back home. And I was like, yes. And she's like, oh no, just kidding. So I ended up having to stay. I was kind of upset because I felt like I went to TBA broken, as another of our TBAers have said. Yeah. I was going through a lot when I went to TBA, and I didn't feel ready to let God lead me. I wasn't too excited. And my spiritual life has been like roller coasters, like spiritually high and then spiritually low. And at that moment, I was at spiritually low. Well, TBA passed. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. It was great. And it wasn't until after TBA that I was like, you know, God, maybe
maybe I do want to give you a chance. Maybe I do want to follow you. And sure enough, God was really persistent and has always been really persistent with me. So I had been really depressed. I know I don't seem like I would be depressed, but I was very depressed. And God just led me out through a lot of different tough situations. Once I entered my junior year of high school, I told God, I was like, you know, I feel ready to share my testimony. And I felt like God wanted me to share maybe like, I don't know, 6 months from now or 4 months, maybe even two, but not how God did it. But God, we were having a choir thing, and then I was like, you know, I feel ready to share my testimony. I didn't tell anybody. I just told God. And, well, they're like, okay, does anybody want to volunteer to share their testimony? And I was like, oh, no. No, not me. And I was like, okay, God, if they call on me, then I will. So I didn't think anybody would call on me because nobody ever does. And they're like, Perla, do you want to share your testimony? And I was like, oh, no. And so I was like, yeah, sure, I guess. But ever since that, God has never let me go astray from him or given me an opportunity to try to run away. He's always really persistent with me, like time after time. He calls me and he calls me and he calls me. This summer, I decided that I wanted to go to TBA. I didn't know because I didn't have money because I kind of decided kind of late. So I was like, okay, God, if you want me to go, you know, just lead me, give me a sign, I don't know. And one of the biggest issues was money. But we know that money is never, ever an issue with God. So as I was trying to raise money, I asked one of my friends if she could give me contact names so I could call for donations and stuff. And so I called and, you know, had a guy say, oh, can I donate $5? And I was like, oh, sure. I mean, I'm trying to raise a lot of money, but $5 will do, I guess. And I had other people, $25, and then no checks came in. So I was really sad, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not going. Until that same friend was like, you know, you raise as much as you can, but if you don't raise the money you need, I'll give you the rest. So thanks to that, I was able to come to TBA, and I'm here now. And this year has been really, really intense for me because I've been, the first week, I feel like God has been really working on my heart really, really hard. One of the things I came to TBA for was to grow as a spiritual leader. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for that. And during Solitude Week, God showed me a chapter in the Bible. If you guys want to turn to Matthew 10 with me. Can I get an amen when you guys are there? Okay. Well, in Matthew 10, like the caption is instructions to the disciples. I had started a reading plan, and I was reading through Matthew, and I ran into that when I prayed for God to tell me, like, how to grow as a spiritual leader. There, I wrote down a couple of things that stood out to me. So in verse 8, he says, freely you have received, freely give. So that stood out to me because sometimes we're like, oh, we come to church, we get the knowledge, but we don't share it. So that's something I struggle with. I don't like talking to people and outreach. I don't like going up to you, hey, do you want to know about Jesus? So that's something I struggle with. And a lot of other things stood out to me, like God saying that you're going to be the sheep among wolves. So we're the sheep. We have to go out and spread to the world. And something that really calmed my heart was I thought I was sharing my testimony earlier in the week, and I was freaking out. I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And verse 20, it says, for it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. So It's been amazing thing. More, no, actually, it's been more than one amazing things. It's been so many new experiences this year at TBA, and it's just been a huge blessing. If you guys, well, I don't know if there's, well, for the younger kids in here that are like, oh, I don't think I want to go to TBA. It's too much money, and I don't want to. Well, I totally recommend it for anybody because it's a huge blessing. I see some people shaking their heads no over here. But it's a huge blessing, and I totally recommend it. So, yeah. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Perla. Psalm 29 in verse 4 says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Is God's voice powerful? It changes lives. Right now you're thinking, well, yeah, these are spiritual kids. They've loved reading their Bible. Before they came to Teen Bible Academy, most of them didn't love reading their Bible. They hadn't heard God's voice speak a lot. And God has transformed their lives as they took the time to listen to his voice, just like we've been talking about week in and week out. As we were talking to the kids about sharing, they said, well, we want to share with the congregation, but we would also like to hear about how they have heard God's voice. Because they've been going on this journey of hearing God's voice for about 10 weeks now, hearing different stories about Josiah, about Samuel, about Elijah, about Peter, about Mary, all these different stories that you've been hearing. And they said, well, I bet we could just take a couple of minutes right after we share, just a few minutes, and we could ask them how they have heard God's voice speaking to them as they've been going through this journey of hearing God's voice. So are there any of you, Skyla, wanted to go around and pass the mic around to you? Are there any of you who have been hearing God's voice as you've been going on this journey, as you've been experiencing hearing God's voice, taking the time to listen to God's voice? Is there any of you who would like to share just briefly a testimony about how God has spoken to you over the past few weeks as you've been focusing on hearing God's voice? Doesn't have to be something extremely dramatic. Doesn't have to be something that totally changed your life. But has God spoken to you? Maybe it was just a Bible verse that you needed at just the right time. Maybe it was a promise that you needed because you were struggling with something. Maybe it was an impression to go and talk to somebody that you wouldn't have talked to had you not have heard God's voice. There's one right over here, Skyla. All right. It's incredible. When we make ourselves available, it's incredible how God speaks. And it's incredible as verse 2 says, it says, give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in holiness. It's so refreshing to share and give God glory when his voice does speak. Yes, Gail.
I've been out of work for almost a year now, and I've been waiting on the Lord. And I think I'm going to be starting a job in the middle of this month.
Praise God. Praise God. Give glory to God because he does speak. He does show up when we don't have a job. There's somebody else who would like to share.
Hi. We're from another country, Colombia. And we didn't know how we were going to get here. We didn't have the money. But my prayer was that God would provide it. Because I wanted to come, excuse me, to help my classmate who is very ill. And we're both the same age. We went to school together all these years. And I noticed that people kind of marveled that I would want to do such a thing. But I had talked to her, and she wanted me to come to help her. Well, we kind of fumbled around with trying to get the money together, and finally, it cost a lot of money to fly from Colombia to here and back. both for the two of us. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, our credit card worked. We didn't think we had enough credit.
Praise God.
And so that we were able to get here. And then my friend, I told her I would work for her for free. And my friend and her daughter said, oh, we're not going to let you work for free. We're going to pay you. So suddenly, God not only answered the prayer for how to get here, but we're getting paid. And that makes the trip much more enjoyable. I'm going to be here for several months, and I may even get to know a few of you people.
Amen.
And so, praise the Lord. God works in mysterious ways.
Amen. Isn't God good? Thank you, Paul Esperanza. We're so glad that you're here, and we can't wait to get to know you better over the coming months while you're here in the area. That's exciting. All right, we have one in the back corner there, Bernardo.
Well, I have too many answers from the Lord, but many times, but I'm just going to choose one. The years before, we had problems with one of our neighbors a lot, even if we didn't cause the problems with them, but always it was a problem. But when I came to the Lord, and we have to ask for forgiveness. So I just started praying. One day, I remember this, and I said, well, if I'm going to get baptized, how am I going to get baptized with that? Deal with this problem. So I started praying to the Lord, and I prayed, and one day the Lord said to me, the next time you see him, because he walks through in front of our house to go to the mailbox, he says, the next time that you see him, just go to him. So I trust the Lord, and one day I was right there watering my lawn, and he just went back, and when he came back, I just went to him and I said, you know, his name is Cristobal, and I said, I'm sorry for all the problems, and I just really ask for forgiveness, and hopefully from here on, everything is okay. And he just extended his hand and shake my hand, and when we shake those hands, it was like the presence of the Lord in there. And it was so easy, and my heart was so much at peace. And then I said, now I can get baptized because everything is set up. And I really thank the Lord for that peace that he gave me.
Amen. Thankful for that still small voice. Don't underestimate when you've been asking God for guidance and you have this strong impression, like, I think I should go talk to my neighbor. I should ask for forgiveness or anything like that. Those things often come from God. Is there one more who'd like to share with us? Okay, we have two more. One right here. And then one over here, Albert. Don't underestimate that still small voice. God does speak.
I just want to say that this last week I was feeling a need to just be alone and pray. And I got to the point where I said, Lord, I just surrender all. And anyway, what the Lord said to me was, it's the blood, it's my blood. You know, it's Christ's blood that delivers us from sin, and I believe that his blood heals us. And I'm just waiting on him for that. And he's just given me a real peace over several issues, and he's good to us. And I want to say I really enjoyed the testimonies of the students, and they were at my pool swimming, and I kind of regret now that I wasn't out there more to visit with them. But I just will be praying for them.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sherry, for sharing that. Oh, looks like we got another one, too. Is it okay if we go two more? All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. Oh, three more, actually. You
three
got
more.
It, Doug.
It's okay. In the process of rehabbing our church here, we were mandated to have three different proposals from contractors. And the most recent one that we just finished up was the air conditioning that we enjoy now. We had three of them come in, and The one that came in last was the least expensive, considerably different. And you usually don't take the bottom bid. You usually take something in the middle. But I felt very impressed to do some more checking as far as how the Lord would unfold the whole picture here regarding the last bid that came in. And the whole process was just to check to see about this gentleman, who he is, and why this difference. And in the process, we found out that he had ties to the academy. He had ties to this church. And yeah, it just, like I say, if you let God open the door for you and walk through it, it's amazing.
Amen. Amen. God opens those doors. Praise God for air conditioning and for those connections, too.
For some time, my wife and I, Donna, had noticed that there was a problem with one of our children's family relationships. And we've been praying earnestly about this for some time now. And just about a week ago, our son called us and said, I want to call you tomorrow morning at about 7:30 and talk to you. But then he said, it's okay. Everything's going to be, you know, it's not bad. You always worry about that. And so the next morning, sure enough, he called and said how grateful he was for our prayers because there had been a real breakthrough in that relationship for the better. And he was so grateful for the fact that we were praying for him.
Amen. Praise God. We had one more right here. I'll go because it's going to... Albert wanted to share with us.
Hi, my name is Albert Moore, and this is something that has really been close to my heart since I've become a Seventh-day Adventist, and it's all about food. I've talked to some people here, and I probably get too excited about it. But I've always thought that the Bible had things in it that we could, you know, everything that we needed. We just had to have some way to get it out. And when I start reading Ellen White, I found that even though she was hard, her writing was hard to read because some of the words are, we don't use them anymore. But I think that I'm probably going to be talking too long. So, but anyway, I just want to say that I've been blessed being here, and I'm proud of Pastor Brian with his class 101 discipleship, because if you come from some of the other churches, you really do need discipleship. And I think he's doing a great job, him and Clifton.
Amen. Thank you, Albert. Isn't it great to hear how God has been speaking, God has been moving, not just among Teen Bible Academy, but among you, as you have sought God, as you've given him the time to speak to you. You know, that's what we do with Teen Bible Academy. It's crazy. The first week, it's like you take a bunch of teenagers out into the woods, and you give them time alone with God in the Bible. And it changes their lives. Their lives are flipped upside down simply by the word of God. It's an incredible thing. God's voice is powerful. His voice still speaks, and he still speaks to us when we take the time, when we silence all those other voices around us, and we take the time to listen to his voice in Scripture. Why doesn't he speak more loudly? I think it's because he gave us 66 books over a few thousand years for us to read today. And it's his voice speaking to us just what we need to hear today. You know, we've gone through this series. We've talked about Josiah. We've talked about Elijah. We've talked about Mary, Noah, Abraham, Elijah, David, Samuel, Hezekiah, Peter. Sometimes we think about these guys as people a long time ago who heard the voice of God, who had these miraculous experiences, and we think, well, God doesn't quite operate in the same way today. If I could get the slide up. God still speaks in the same way today. Has that been clear today? Been pretty clear? God has spoken to Teen Bible Academy just as clearly as he spoke back then. And God has been speaking to each and every one of you as you've been sharing just now. But in the book Education, it says this: these things, meaning the stories of the Bible, all these experiences, all of this journey that we've been on about different people who have heard the voice of God, these things were not written merely that we might read and wonder. Sometimes I read stories about the walls of Jericho falling down, or I read about David and Goliath, and I wonder, wow, God showed up in those days. If only he would show up like that for me today. But look at what it goes on to say. But that the same faith which wrought in God's servants of old might work in us. In no less marked a manner than he wrought then, will he work now wherever there are hearts of faith to be channels of his power. It says in 1 Chronicles 16:9 that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the whole earth, that he might strongly support those whose heart is wholly his. When we seek him with all of our heart, Jeremiah 29:13 tells us, we will find him. When we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. He's a rewarder of those who seek him, a rewarder of those who listen to his voice. So my challenge to you this morning, my challenge to Teen Bible Academy is, I've seen students go through these experiences and share their testimonies here. Some students who have been up here standing here have shared this experience about how God flipped their lives upside down because they were reading the Bible. They were taking time with God. They were having this experience with God. And then a year, 2 years, 3 years later, they totally turned their back on God. And they walked away. Now, I don't want that to happen for you. I don't want you to give up on Jesus, because Jesus is everything we need. What was it that was lacking? Many times when I talked to them, they gave up their time with Jesus every day. They stopped trying to hear the voice. They stopped listening to the voice of God in Scripture. And that's my appeal to all of you. Take time with Jesus every day. The more time you take, the more you're going to hear his voice. And it is wonderful to hear his voice. It's wonderful to allow him to guide you in your life. It's wonderful to allow him to lead you, as these testimonies have made very clear. Let's pray together. Oh God, the desire of our heart is that these wouldn't just be stories in a book from 1,000, 2,000 years ago, but that these stories would be real inspiration to us to hear your voice today, so that our lives can be transformed, so that we can live so close to Jesus that we see you work powerfully in our day, just like you've worked in days of old. Lord God, I for one want to commit this morning to never lose that time with you, to never lose that experience of hearing your voice and your word on a daily basis. God, I don't ever want to walk away, and I know that's the desire of so many of my friends here this morning. God, may we make a commitment this morning that we're going to continue to seek Jesus, that we're going to continue to spend time in your word, and that we're going to allow you to use our hearts as we wholly commit them to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May God bless each and every one of you as you go out this week to spend time with Jesus, to experience his transforming grace in your life. His voice still speaks, even in 2014. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.